I'm great. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're doing great. And right off the bat, you know, the news broke yesterday about Aaron Hernandez. When you saw that, when you heard about that, what was your initial reaction, your initial gut feeling, your thought about that?
Well, you know, it was just a shocking story, honestly, from start to finish. From the moment they held him out in handcuffs in that white T-shirt all those years ago to this finish, just terrible waste. But, you know, I don't like this notion that there was an American tragedy involved here. That I don't understand. You know, I feel badly for the people around him. To me, a tragedy is, you know, planes going into the World Trade Center.
Right.
Aaron Hernandez is responsible for a lot of horrible things that and that destroyed a lot of people's lives. So, you know, it just always goes back to this idea that we think we know these athletes. We do not. I was in the locker room. I interviewed him many times. He was unfailingly polite, very quiet. Could I tell you he was a murderer? Of course not. Could I tell you he was a great guy? How would I know?
Right.
And that's what we all need to remember.
Jackie, what do you think about the revelation that Hernandez talked with Bill Belichick about a trade and the fearful for his life at the time and all of that?
Well, you know, the one thing we did know before Hernandez was drafted was that he was dropping, and he was dropping like a stone. And the reason for that was there was a lot of unsavory things in his file, and a lot of teams felt that they were had enough damage, and they were concerning enough to not touch him, to not even draft him. Clearly, the Patriots decided to go in a different direction. So, you know, if I'm Bill Belichick, you know, you knew what you were doing when you took this guy on. You knew that there were some things that could come up. So to say that they should be shocked about that, I don't think is very accurate, really.
No, and you're 100% right on that. You know, we're reading in the Albert Breer column that he went to Bill Belichick and said, hey, I'm not feeling safe. I may have to, you know, rehab in California. You may have to trade me. Belichick said, I can't trade you. I can get you extra security. Does he not ask the next question, like, why do you need extra security? What's going on?
Exactly.
Does he not go to Kraft? Does he not go to the NFL, that one of his biggest stars may need extra security? I don't understand, Jackie.
No, that's it. That's it. So, I mean, listen, they gambled and lost on Aaron Hernandez, and they've probably gambled and won on some other players that had similar files, that had similar red flags before the draft. And, you know, but when you gamble and lose, you kind of have to accept the consequences that come with that.
Jackie, as the Pats go to the White House yesterday and so many of them didn't attend, do you think they're talking too much about who wasn't there in a story like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Stacey James, the PR guy for the Patriots, made a good point. It's one thing when you go to the Super Bowl for the first time ever, or you go, you know, for the first time in 10 years. But a lot of these guys, you know, it's they've been around this now. They've been there. And so they, you know, maybe it's the novelty, if you will, worn off. I think there were a lot of legitimate excuses. I know Tom Brady's taking some heat. I totally believe him. His mom is ill. She was in town. That's a good enough excuse, I think, for anybody, apparently, except for Donald Trump, who pointedly did not mention the MVP of the Super Bowl. So who knows what that's about.
Okay. Well, now we're going to throw out the conspiracy theory, Jackie, because some people are saying it's because Giselle was going to yell at him and he'd be sleeping on the couch. And by the way, Giselle, didn't she put out a tweet at the exact time they were in the White House, like, you know, saying something about protesting Trump or protesting the White House? So, I mean, really, she is that a crazy thought or what, Jackie?
I don't think it's a crazy thought. Are you guys married?
Yeah, I am. Not for sure.
All right. So, you know, aren't there some things that your spouse does that you're like, really?
Every day.
You don't do that. Right.
And, he tells about it on the air.
To me, that's not far-fetched at all. And I mean, I'm not a huge Trump fan, so I probably am closer to Giselle on this one than I am Tom Brady. So.
Yes, believe me, we hear all about his marriage every day on the show, every segment.
Okay, well then.
Let's get to actual sports.
Yes.
I mean, how surprised are you at the Celtics right now? I mean, I could see 1-1 maybe, but 2-0.
Wow.
And do you ever remember anything like the Isaiah Thomas situation?
Yeah, that's very sad, and I really feel for him. And he gets a pass from me, and I'm sure from everybody else. I was there at game two, and, you know, game one, I think you get that news. You're in shock. You're just trying to process it. There's no time. Your family's telling you, play. That's what she would want. That's what we want. Just go play. And he did, and he was terrific. And then, but, you know, between game one and two, now all of a sudden you've got a little time. You've got time to think. You're grieving. Your family's making plans. You're feeling torn. Should I be with my parents? Should I be with my team? They both need me. You're not sleeping. You're grieving. You're probably not eating properly. So all of that, you can see why Isaiah probably wasn't at his best in game two. But honestly, what is wrong with your teammates? Isn't that the time that you pick things up for him?
Yeah.
So I don't really think what happened to Isaiah Thomas and his family has had a huge bearing. It's had some bearing, but not a huge bearing on why they're down 2-0. They've got a lot of other problems. One of them is turning Robin Lopez, for instance, into an all-star. The guy averages 5.5 rebounds per his career, and now all of a sudden he's getting double digits in rebounds every game. That's on your bigs.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been one of the people that's defended Al Horford because his numbers aren't always gaudy and people think, well, he's not good enough. And I always say it's the little things. But you know what? In this series, they need more from Al Horford. He had 1 point at halftime.
Nope, you're absolutely right. You know, Jackie, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was going to say in the third quarter, they went to him twice early in the third quarter to get him involved. He scored twice, and then he never went down there again. So Al's got to step up. He's got to step up.
You know, Jackie, feel free to just say that's crazy when I bring this up, but is Brad Stevens overrated, 2-10 in playoffs, I believe, or is that just crazy to even think that?
Well, certainly other people have had that thought. Look, I'm sure Brad would be the first to tell you he's going to take some responsibility also for this 2-0 hole because I think the one thing you can point to if you want to criticize Brad is his team didn't look ready to play in game two. They didn't have the fire you would like and the discipline you would like. So, of course, that's partly on your coach. But I don't buy the 2-10 record. I really don't, because you've got to go back to the year that they made the playoffs and got swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had no business making the playoffs. They so overachieved. So which is worse? You finish 10th and you don't have that on your record?
Right.
Listen, I think Brad Stevens is the answer as their head coach. I think you've got to take a close look at the personnel. This team is not built to win in the postseason. And the good news for them is, they're going to have draft picks and cap space and expiring contracts to make changes, and they will make changes.
Jackie, before we let you go, I don't know if Chris Sale's too happy today after another dominating no decision today, but what are your thoughts on the Sox right now?
I think it's too early to say. I mean, they've got a load of talent. They've got, you know, we don't know what their pitching staff is because they've had so many injuries. But John Farrell will be on the hot seat quicker than Brad Stevens was, I'll tell you that, because people get very impatient around here when things don't go the right way.
Jackie, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be nice to your wives.
Take care, Jackie.
Bye-bye.